Nation Radio. And here are your hosts, Tom Shane, Angelo Berkowitz, and Brandon Dowling.
And the home of the Jets!
And thank you for joining us on another edition of Jet Nation Radio. I am your host here, Brandon Dowling, alongside with, of course, as always, Angelo Berkowitz. And even though it is July 1st and the New York Jets are getting ready for training camp in the coming weeks here, there's still so much to talk about, so much to break down, so many questions left unanswered to go into in regards to the Jets. But before we do that, I would like to again let everybody know that Jet Nation Radio is sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/JetNation. Again, that's audibletrial.com/JetNation, and you can get yourself a free 30-day trial. Before we dive into it, Angelo, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. I'm listening to an audio book as we speak.
There's nothing.
Yeah, it's Keyshawn's book. Right? It just came out. I'm so excited.
That's good. That's definitely a good read if you're a Jets fan, and check that out.
Just get me the damn ball.
So, Angelo, we are sitting here July 1st, and we're still talking Jet football as we're just counting down the days. There's so much to talk about in the world of sports, but there's always so much to talk about in the world of the New York Jets. You know, lots of things have come around now as we get ready for training camp, which still, you know, we're in the month of training camp. The open practices, you know, start on the 24th in Cortland. We do have some dates here in Florham Park. They're going to be in Florham Park August 18th, 19th, and 20th. Season ticket holders only on the 18th, 12:30 p.m. on the 19th and the 20th, the Wednesday at 11:15 a.m., and, of course, the Hofstra scrimmage on the 21st. So those are your big days to look forward to. Obviously, the biggest is the Cortland first open practice on the 24th, and once the Jets, you know, start going in that direction, you know, Angelo, that it's starting to heat up.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'd have to say yes, it's starting to heat up, even though it's only July 1st. I'm actually just getting back into Jethead since Italy got knocked out of the World Cup last week.
Oh, you're one of those guys that roots for Italy in the World Cup, even though you're from America and you just like
that's right.
Take out your Italian heritage.
That's right. You know, like, you root for guys. You know, the Jets. How many guys are from my neighborhood in on the Jets?
Here we go.
In general, on the Jets. I'm just
such
I don't root for America,
point.
Really.
You're an un-American. We've just found out on Jet Nation Radio that Angelo Berkowitz is un-American.
Brandon, it's soccer. If it was a war, I'd be rooting for America, obviously.
If it was a war, I think you'd be rooting for America pretty hands down, wouldn't you say?
Pretty much, unless I was, you know, actually visiting Italy at the time, then I can't say. I don't know. Anyway.
Angelo had his heavy dose of Jack Daniels before the show, as usual, right?
I don't drink. That's the sad part. I don't drink.
Yeah. Oh, then I don't know what else is going on there. I'm concerned now.
Are you kidding? You know, working with you and I don't drink. My God, I'm never going to drink.
So, Angelo, let's dive right into it. Some stories right now from the notes in terms of, you know, the mini camps and what's going on in terms of the New York Jets. One thing that everybody's been talking about is Geno Smith now. I've been hearing a lot of the scrambling talk with Geno, how he looks like he's even better on his feet coming into this mini camp and, of course, training camp soon. One thing that I wanted to ask you, Angelo, how much of a factor do you think is going to go into Geno Smith improving his game of his legs in terms of, and, you know, opposite sides of his arms, obviously?
Well, I think he exceeded expectations running the ball last year. I mean, I think he led NFL passers in rushing touchdowns. He was tied with Cam Newton. So I think what you saw last year is pretty much what you're going to get in terms of Geno rushing the ball. I mean, you know, he may decide quicker to, you know, to tuck it and run, but I don't know if you necessarily want to see that from him.
Angelo, you know, do you think Michael Vick being on the team is going to have any type of influence on Geno at all to maybe run more, or if not more effectively?
I hope not. I'd like to see him develop as a pocket passer first. I really can't say how effective he's going to be with his legs, because that's not really his game. Even coming out of college, that really wasn't it wasn't one of his strong points coming out of college. No one ever called him, you know, a rushing quarterback by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
But, you know, if it's an indication of his pocket presence and his decision-making, then, yeah, I guess I'm all for it.
I think you saw Geno last year get out of the pocket and move around when he had to. I think that's what he's always going to try and throw. And one thing that he can do, which gives him sort of an edge in terms of being a starting quarterback, is he can get out of bad situations with his legs when the going gets tough, meaning avoid a sack or pick up 3 or 4 yards for the first down. You saw him last year definitely becoming effective with his legs getting into the end zone. So I think that it's definitely something we're going to see. You did notice in terms of, you know, some notes from the beat writers out in the mini camps that they were talking about how Geno Smith is moving a little bit better than they thought he was going to, how he's improved in that aspect. I thought that was an interesting point. One thing that I also thought was interesting, they're talking about the tight ends. And the Jets right now, coming into last year, you didn't know what was going to happen with tight ends. You didn't know, you know, who was going to step up. Dustin Keller was gone. And now you're staring into the face of Jeff Cumberland. You sign, Sudfeld off New England. And now you come into this year with a big guy in Amaro. Amaro comes in, you know, as a drafted player, high expectations. Between Cumberland and Amaro, Angelo, which one of those do you see as being one of the big guns in terms of this offense starting at tight end?
I would say for the first part of the season, it's definitely going to be Cumberland. Because from what I understand, Amaro's having a little bit of a tough time adjusting to the professional game and what he's asked to do in that regard.
Right.
You know, he played in a spread offense at Texas Tech. He was basically a receiver, a wide receiver. So he's going to have to adjust. So I think Cumberland, just based on experience, is going to be the guy in the beginning of the season. I mean, I don't know how long it's going to take him. It may take him the whole season. Who knows?
I think when you look at the tight ends, Angelo, they're going to have to be a big presence on third down and in the red zone. That's where I think Amaro is going to strive right now. I think if you put him into sets and you're moving him around on third down and picking up those crucial tough yards over the middle of the field and in the red zone, I think that's where he's going to be most effective. Now, you saw Cumberland last year become one of Geno's best assets. You saw him become one of the favorite targets. And you also noticed how Cumberland, even late in games, you saw him pick up some big yards. And in terms of, you know, moving down the field, getting touchdowns, even in some garbage time situations, he still was able to pick up some big gains. Now, does that mean that Amaro is not the future tight end for the Jets? I don't think so. I think that, you know, Amaro is definitely who they want to excel right off the bat. But in terms of being in the tight end position, I don't know if Amaro is going to step in into that role, you know, right off the bat. What do you think, Angelo?
No, like I said, I think it's going to be Cumberland. You know, Jeff Cumberland is actually one of the more athletic tight ends in the NFL.
Yeah.
I think last year was his first, you know, year with a more prominent role. I really have high hopes for Jeff Cumberland still. And I think they're high on Sudfeld as well.
Yeah,
and
the guy they want
take
to step in, the guy they want
tomorrow
to step in and make plays right off the bat is going to be Amaro, no?
Oh, yeah, they'd like it, but who knows? You know, I don't think they're going to try to fit the system to to, you know, they're not going to try to squeeze him in there. I think they have other options that are pretty reliable right now. I don't see them passing the ball that much anyway. So I think they can bring him along, especially if the defense plays well. It'll take a lot of pressure off of the offense as a whole, and especially off of Jason Morrow.
Now,
I
also, Angelo, John Idzik came out and had an interview with Jets.com in terms of talking about how he's grown as a general manager, how he feels like he's becoming a GM, you know, going through his whole spiel of improving and competition and, you know, everything you like to hear. I know we preach competition, but we don't call any cornerbacks agents who are out there that can improve your team. But, you know, that's a great way to improve competition. You know what, Angelo? I sat here last week, and I took a little bit of heat, and that's okay. I can take the heat. And I wouldn't say ripped. That's a bad word. I disagreed, and who am I to disagree, right? I disagreed with the Jets thinking of not even reaching out to Brandon Flowers and finding out what type of demands he was looking for. I really thought it was a joke what he signed for in San Diego, and that the Jets weren't even in the mix for a guy that, even though some people disagree with me, I still think that's a guy who's going to improve your cornerback situation. Angelo, do you agree or disagree with me in terms of that it's absolutely insane that they wouldn't even entertain the man?
You're going to be very surprised, Brandon, but I disagree with you.
No.
I think that he was awful at what the Jets were going to ask him to do, so I can see them passing on him.
Right, but
you heard
again,
about
my question is, so if he's awful at asking what the Jets are going to do, who is good on their cornerback team, on their cornerback tandem right now that is good at what they're asking to do?
I think those are two separate points. I'll tell you why.
Sure.
Because you've got to risk. First of all, you've got to sign this guy. I know he didn't sign very much. What did he get? $3 million a year from San Diego.
Well, he got a $5 million 1 year with $1.5 million base, and the rest are incentives on how many games.
Rest
you play.
Incentive. Okay, so that should tell you something, because if there ever was a bargain shopper, it's John Idzik.
Yeah.
Right?
He's a great
John
bargain shopper, right?
Oh, John Idzik is like that little old lady in the supermarket you see who's you know, sifting through the dented cans, and she's trying to find the one that's
going
to give a
botulism. Yeah, who never buys anything.
Right. You know, she'll get that one that doesn't give a botulism, and then she'll take it home, and she'll come back the next day, and she'll buy another can. John Idzik was not interested in him. I think it's not a monetary risk that they would be taking. It would also be the fact that you are probably going to hamper the development of a guy that they really like that they drafted in the third round. And I know you can go Dexter McDougal, but hey.
Angelo.
Why hamper Dexter McDougal's development?
I am not in the market to watch a team hamper their – I like that word, hamper. Hamper their record and hamper their chance of success to watch guys develop. Now, does that mean you're not going to develop talent in order to win? Obviously not. You have to develop young talent. You have to develop players. That's the way sports works. But if you think there's a guy that can improve your team and your biggest – Angelo, what would you say is the biggest weakness on the New York Jets right now?
It's the secondary.
Right.
It's the secondary.
So if you have a option, whether you want to say – it's such a cop-out. I look at it as such a cop-out when you're going to sit here and say, well, you know, in Rex's style of defense last year, he looked like crap. Well, what makes you think that a guy with the capability to play like Flowers, and I don't want to talk about, you know, Brandon Flowers again for another whole show, but what makes you think that he's not going to be able to improve this team based off, again, a guy who has proven himself as a great cornerback in this league who had one blip in the road last year and had one bad year?
Brandon,
what
I'm
makes,
not saying
what
you
makes
definitely.
Any
who's the,
what makes any
who's
difference?
To say?
We're going to try out Dimitri Patterson and Kyle Wilson and a rookie who couldn't stay on the field last year, and another a second-year player who had four good games that we're all praying and crossing our fingers shows up and he doesn't play like he did for the first half of last year, it's question marks all over the place. We could be watching you, Angelo, playing right corner next year, the way that this cornerback situation is going.
Oh, man, my playing days are over.
Who knows?
Anyway.
The Jets might call you. It's very rare to get a call from them.
Okay. If they are interested, I'm available. They can reach me through JetNation.com. Brandon.
Perfect. Yeah, go ahead.
That's the whole thing, though. He was terrible at what they're asking him to do. Why you're going to be? It's going to be name only.
Angelo.
And test performance in a different system.
Angelo, I am done beating a dead horse. I have expressed my opinion. I am over talking about Brandon Flowers. We can put it on the Twitter right now that I am done talking about Brandon Flowers. I'm over with it. I cannot take it anymore. When everybody doesn't want to try and improve this secondary, that's fine. You want to make your bed, you can lay it in. I hope by week five I'm wrong. But I'm not the guy who's going to say I told you so when we're trotting out six string cornerbacks because these guys, A, won't stay on the field or will be on the practice squad by the time the year ends. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to start talking about the linebackers. Lots of talk about how good DeMario Davis looks coming into camp this year. Is he going to take over the role as the big man on campus on that defense? Back after this.
You're listening to Jet Nation Radio. You're listening.
Since the average attention span is now about 27 seconds thanks to ADD, ADHD, and bad TV, if you're a business of any kind, how do you reach your future clients? You need a marketing partner ready to implement those online strategies and properly target the right audience with the right information using the right media. You need the Strategic Peacock. From mobile to multimedia, the Strategic Peacock will enhance your online presence and help create potential growth. When you're ready to understand how the modern mind works, go to StrategicPeacock.com and develop the right web strategy for you. StrategicPeacock.com.
New music.
Are you an independent artist? Do you struggle with getting your music out there without burning a hole in your pocket? The Indie Outbreak is the perfect radio show for you. Broadcasted around the world, heard by thousands of incredible fans, always on demand. You can be too. Interested in being part of the outbreak? Go to IndieOutbreak.com and click the Submit tab for details. Be part of the epidemic sweeping over the world. Indie Outbreak. IndieOutbreak.com.
Amazing.
What seems to be the problem? I don't know, doctor. I just feel sick. What have you been listening to recently? I don't really know. Just whatever's on, I guess. Seems to me like you have a serious case of bad music. Am I gonna die? Is it contagious? Is it dangerous? It can be dangerous. It can cause headaches, earaches, vomiting, nausea, and in extreme cases, even death.
Radio, and here are your hosts, Tom Shane, Angelo Berkowitz, and Brandon Dowling.
And the home of the Jets!
And we are back off the break here. You are listening to Jet Nation Radio, and let's talk about the mean, lean, tackling machines, the linebackers. Angelo, you have a guy that stuck out to you so far that you want to break down. Go for it. Let's go.
Oh, Quinn Coples. I'm really excited to see what Quinn Coples does this year. He's down 17 pounds. He's at 268 right now. He should be up to maybe like around 272 by training camp. It'll be his first full season playing this position. You know, last year, you know, coming off his rookie season where he was asked to do something completely different with his hand in the dirt most of the time. He was playing at, you know, around 290 pounds. Then he lost a little bit of weight to get down to, 280-something, and he played outside linebacker, but he missed the first couple of games of the year. He was, you know, and he was playing catch-up the rest of the year. I think this year, he is the Stephen Hill of the defense for me. And, you know, they were both drafted together. It's his third year. You forget that he's only 23 years old. You know, he was drafted. He was 20 years old. He's still very young. You know, he supposedly has rededicated himself. You know, Joe Klecko had some harsh words for him.
Oh, I know.
And he played like Jane. And we'll see. Maybe he
looks like Tarzan.
Maybe he never
plays like
Tarzan.
Jane.
Yeah. Maybe he never. You know, I look like Cheetah, and I play like Jane.
You get a lot of that in terms of your radio talk.
What's that?
You know, looks like Tarzan, talks like Jane.
I look like Cheetah, and I talk like Tarzan.
Joe Klecko told me that, by the way.
He did? Did he say I talk like Tarzan?
No, he said you talk like Jane.
I talk like Jane, my God.
He's got a, you're a anyway. Little talk. So, Angelo, I agree with you. I think that Quentin Coples has some great potential to excel. You know, he's now playing. He had some points last year where you were definitely impressed with him. And you just want to see him, succeed. And you don't want to see Quentin Coples turn into, you know, when you think Quentin Coples right now, Angelo, what's the first other name that comes to mind?
Stephen Hill, actually.
No, I'm thinking.
What are you talking about? Is there a right answer?
There is a right answer. Right now, Quentin Coples is a disappointment. Would you agree or disagree?
I would agree. Yes.
He's a disappointment, correct?
Yeah, he is.
You think defensive drafted disappointment, Quentin Coples makes you think of who?
Oh, you're not going there, are you?
I'm going there.
No.
Come on.
Don't do it. I know what you're going to say. It's Brennan Golston.
There you go.
Are you going to make that comparison?
Right now, as we sit here, I think Quentin Coples has the potential to be fantastic. I think he could excel in his new role. You saw some glimpses last year of success. I think Quentin Coples could be great. But first-round pick, questions about his character, questions about how he plays the game, questions about his heart, that's a disappointment. So right now, I think Quentin Coples, I think a less dramatic version of Vernon Golston. How about that? I wouldn't go as far as to say as big of a bust as he was at this point, because year three, Vernon Golston was already on his way out. I think Quentin Coples is ready to make that next step. So I hope he does, because I have to be honest with you, Angelo, if he doesn't make that big step this year, who knows if he's even on the roster next year. And if he's not on the roster next year, then we can start using the V word with him, don't you think?
I would say I wouldn't put it in again, you said less dramatic. I would say yes, so less dramatic Brennan Golston.
Yeah.
But I am excited about them because, you know, the Jets on half of their passing plays, they use the three-man line with a rush linebacker. So he's going to ask to stand up and rush the quarterback a lot. Hopefully getting down to 268, 270, 272, whatever it's going to be, is going to improve his first step. Again, it's all going to be about his desire, and he's already taken heat from Rex about his training room habits. Maybe the drop in weight is an indication of his dedication.
Right.
So I think it's going to, he can be as good as he wants to be, I believe, and we'll see.
I think so too. I definitely think so. I hope that he makes that next step. In terms of my guy that I'm excited for, I'm really ready for DeMario Davis to step up and be, I think, the leader of this defense. You've heard some great things about him so far coming into this offseason, now into minicamps. Angelo, can you see DeMario Davis taking over this defense in that type of role?
Oh, I already see it. And I think from every indication is that he is a very vocal leader. He's just a leader from what I understand. He's a high character guy. And I don't think you have to worry about him at all. And I think he will be an even more vocal leader as he grows in seniority. And even last year he had taken over a leadership role. I mean, you don't really have very many of these so-called leader guys on the defense to begin with. I mean, you can look at Calvin Pryor is probably going to step in yeah. some sort of leadership. This, you got guys that perform, but I wouldn't call any of them like real leaders in that sense. And
you're going to have to wait and see who steps up.
Right, and Davis is one of those guys that every indication out of colleges was that he was one of those guys. And you see, he's got such a great motor, and this is what makes Sheldon Richardson so great. I mean, even if you just look at their highlights from college, you can see their style. It just drips off the screen of the way that they approach the game. And if Quentin Coples had any bit of DeMario Davis or Sheldon Richardson in him, watch out.
I think so, too. And I hope DeMario Davis steps into that quarterback of the defense type role and takes on a big-time leadership role with this team, because I think he's there. I think talent-wise, he's ready to step up. But what does that mean for David Harris, Angelo?
I don't know. I think David Harris is more of a he's not what you would call a leader, but he's solid. David Harris is solid.
Right.
I know that this is an adjective you use for bowel movements, but he's solid, and that's fine. I don't know what else to say with David. What you see is what you get with David Harris. And
who do you
fine.
Think? But who do you think has to step up the most on defense?
Oh, it's on defense. It's got to be Coples. He
yeah.
is that guy that's got to improve the most out of everybody on defense.
Who
and
do you think
does,
is the biggest factor on defense this year? Who has to stay at the level that they were last year in order for the Jets to be successful?
Has to stay at the level they were last year?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, who really stood out? I mean, Sheldon Richardson was great, but he was a rookie, and there's always room for improving with him.
Of course, Muhammad Wilkerson as well.
Wilkerson, just be Muhammad Wilkerson, and we'll be fine.
That's what that's what I was saying to you. I set you up with a beach ball, and you swung and missed.
Oh, my God. Go ahead.
Muhammad Wilkerson has to play the same role he did last year. He needs to dominate. The Jets are going to have to dominate the pass rushing game in order to be successful on defense. Now it's a must more than ever because their cornerback situation and their secondary is a ticket for disaster. Unless you have guys that are going to step up, unless you have guys that are on the cornerback position that are going to come out of nowhere and say, wow, Brandon, I knew we shouldn't have signed Brandon Flowers because look how good Dimitri Patterson is, or look how good Dexter McDougal is. And we're sitting here now and we're wondering, well, how are the Jets going to defend the pass? Well, you cannot pass the ball if your quarterback is on his back. And that has to be the motto for the Jets. That has to be where the direction they're going. But I want to get Josh's intake on the linebackers. Josh, you are on Jet Nation Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? I love calling in. I think you're great. And I love the show. But
thanks,
my take
Josh.
On linebackers. My take on linebackers is right now I can see our linebacker getting older. I know we got a 1 hour new draft pick. I really nothing good. I mean, I really haven't been hearing anything about him. I was just wondering, will we see some action from him in the near future? How our linebackers look? I think they look great, but will he be in line if it doesn't? Anything about yet?
Josh, I didn't catch that last part. It looks like we lost Josh here on Jet Nation Radio. But, as he was saying, he thinks our linebackers are going to step up and they're going to be great this year. Angelo, do you agree, disagree with Josh?
Yeah, the linebacker core is fine. I think he's talking about the linebacker that we picked in the fifth round. that guy is going to contribute on special teams before anything else. I don't think he's going to have a spot yet. What is it, Jeremiah George, right? Is that his name?
Yes.
Jeremiah George?
Correct.
Yeah, he's not going to have any kind of real role this year. He's going to make his mark on special teams.
Absolutely. The Jets right now have a linebacker is one of their strong points. So in terms of a depth chart, I think they're set at the linebacker position. We talked about Quentin Copeland. We talked about the linebackers. We talked about the defensive line. Angelo, last part of defense. Who's going to have to step out more? Is it going to be Pryor or is it going to be D. Milliner?
Well, who's going to have to step up more? I would love for D. Milliner to play the way he played the last month of the season, and then that's fine. You know, it's a lot to ask of Calvin Pryor, but I think again towards the end of the year you're going to see the secondary really start to gel, and hopefully Dexter McDougal will be part of that. You'll have McDougal coming into his to the end of his rookie season. Maybe he makes an improvement, a leap like Milliner made at the end of the season last year. You'll have Milliner in his second season. Hopefully he continues to play like the way he played for the last month of last season. You've got Calvin Pryor, who's coming into his rookie year and should be a factor. And you've got Antonio Allen under the best circumstances, who will be in his second year in a starting role. And hopefully you'll have a very solid secondary that you can keep together for you know, another 4 or 5 years.
Understood.
But yeah, you were talking about the getting to the quarterback. The thing was, the Jets were kind of middle of the pack last year. They were like tied for 13th with like two other teams in sacks. But they were 22nd in passing. The thing is, they gave up more. They were 30th in the league in big plays, in passes over 40 yards. And
right.
That's something, you know, and a lot of that had to do with Antonio Cromartie's hip. You can have a statue of Antonio Cromartie that would do almost as well as Cromartie did. I think anything will be an improvement over Cromartie, even Brandon Flowers maybe.
Oh, yeah, that guy sucks, right? Angelo, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to move over to the offensive side of the ball. We're going to go from linebackers. Let's talk. So we haven't talked a lot, but let's talk some more running backs back after this.
You're listening to Jet Nation Radio.
Are you a business trying to get the word out about your goods? Or an organization seeking to make the world a better place? Or a band promoting a new tour or debut EP? How do you keep up with the ever-evolving world of social media? Craft your message and make sure it gets to the right people. The answer is the Strategic Peacock. The Strategic Peacock takes pride in helping organizations create and implement online strategies that appropriately target the right audience with the right information using the right media. From mobile to multimedia, the Strategic Peacock will enhance your online presence. Visit strategicpeacock.com to develop the right web strategies for success.
Hi, I'm Allie, and I'm here to talk about a serious problem. Your children are listening to bad music. They go home, turn on the radio, and get down with their bad selves. You think it's harmless. You think it's just them being a teenager. You're wrong. Nothing is as harmful or addictive as bad music. Soon your kids will start thinking bad music is good, and the world will be filled with only bad music. So talk to your children about the dangers of bad music and tell them about the cure, Indie Outbreak. Indie Outbreak features a huge selection of great indie artists fighting against the bad music plague. Good music to save their minds. Join with us at IndieOutbreak.com, and together we can help stop the spread of bad music.
New music.
Are you an independent artist? Do you struggle with getting music out there without burning a hole in your pocket? Well, the Indie Outbreak is the perfect radio show for you. Broadcasted around the world, heard by thousands of incredible fans, always on demand. You can be too. Interested in being part of the Outbreak? Go to IndieOutbreak.com and click the Submit tab for details. Be part of the epidemic sweeping over the world. Indie Outbreak. IndieOutbreak.com.
Amazing.
Jet Nation Radio, and here are your hosts, Tom Shane, Angelo Berkowitz, and Brandon Dowling.
And the home of the Jet!
And we are back off the break here. You are listening to Jet Nation Radio, and of course, Jet Nation Radio is, of course, always happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're listening to me and Angelo go on about right now here on Jet Nation Radio. If you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/jetnation, you get one free audiobook and 1 month trial of the service. So if you want to go get Keyshawn Johnson's book, like Angelo was saying, go check us out and give us some support at audibletrial.com/jetnation, free trial, and of course a one free audiobook. Angelo, we have not really dove in too much into the running back situation, because I think the Jets running back situation is one of the better running back situations in the NFL. Say that five times fast. The New York Jets right now have three solid running backs on their roster. You have Chris Johnson, you have Chris Ivory, and you have Bilal Powell. Out of those three, who is the best running back on this roster today, going into mini camp, of course, into training camp?
It's Chris Ivory, because he does, he's much more versatile than the other. I mean, Bilal Powell is you know, he's good out of the back. He can catch pass out of backfield. Chris Ivory can't. It's just that they all serve a purpose. So I'm not really worried about who's the best, who's the worst. They're all going to play a role. So,
but who do you think is going to, who do you think should start on this and get the bulk load of the carries?
It's probably going to be Chris Ivory.
Don't you think it was a good way that they used Chris Ivory last year, where he wasn't, you know, they didn't pound the ball with him too much? I mean, don't you think that Chris Ivory is good to come in when a defense is, you know, either worn down or is not expecting a brutal type runner like Ivory, rather than being expecting him every single time?
I don't know. You know, I like the way Ivory runs between the tackles. He's a lot more elusive than people give him credit for.
Right.
It's just that he's such a brutal runner that people have this perception of him that he doesn't, you know, make people miss, and he actually does. He's not flashy. He's physical and tough as they come, but he hits the hole very quickly. He gets there very quickly, and he does. He makes little moves where he creates enough space, and that's what you can ask. That's all you can ask from a running back.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be Chris Ivory. But you know what? There's going to be a rotation that they're going to have to balance all of these guys, because you don't want to use Chris Johnson too much. They're actually going to try to keep him fresh. Ivory, obviously, even though he is more elusive than you give him credit for, he is, yes, a very physical runner. And you know what? He's not the most durable guy. And then you've got Bilal Powell who will spell these guys. So I think it's going to be a smorgasbord, and hopefully they will balance. They will use each of these guys to the best of their abilities, and that's going to be on the coaching staff.
I think
and keeping
come
them all fresh.
Week one, you have a guy like Chris Johnson who has rushed for 1,000 yards every single year of his career. He's never not hit that number of 1,000. I think Chris Johnson is the guy. I think Chris Johnson is going to walk on that field and is already, you know, getting to that point where he wants to serve a purpose. He wants to bounce back. He wants to prove the naysayers wrong. He wants to get into a groove where he can, you know, become a starting running back in this league and be dominant again. I think he's playing with a chip on his shoulder. And when you have a guy with the talent like Chris Johnson, who is coming in playing with a chip on his shoulder, I think Chris Johnson is the best right now who's going to be the starting running back for the Jets. He's going to be able to give you that screen game that the Jets desperately need. They need the screen game from Johnson. He's got the home run threat. I think if you're handing the ball off to Johnson, you're pounding him in between the tackles. He's one of the best elusive backs in the game, regardless of his year last year, which was injury-plagued, and he still rushed for 1,000 yards. I think Chris Johnson is going to be the guy to run the ball for the Jets, and Chris Ivory is going to come in and run over people after Chris Johnson. What do you think, Angelo?
I don't know. I mean, I think it could work the opposite way, where you use it, because a player like Chris Ivory to actually wear out the defense. I mean,
yeah,
you know, guys like that usually get stronger as the game goes on, but it's because they've already been, you know, pounding the defense all game. Again, I think what they're going to do with Johnson is probably going to find ways to get him into space more than anything.
Right, but
because
don't
he's not really not as much of a breakaway runner as he used to be.
Yeah, but again, you have to give Chris Johnson credit and chalk a bad year up to injuries. He's still a great running back that gets in space. And when I think of Chris Johnson, Angelo, the first thing that comes to mind is sitting on my couch watching Monday Night Football, being so angry at Mark Sanchez and the Jets going 3-and-out every time, and the Titans sitting on the 1-yard line and Chris Johnson breaking a 99-yard run for a touchdown to basically win the football game. Do you remember that? Does that still bother you like it does me, or am I just a crazy Jets fan?
Yeah, all those mutually exclusive things. I would say that runner is probably gone, and I don't mind it. That does not bother me anymore. I'm over that. But
you're
he,
over
he's
that
really
run?
Not the same. I'm over that run.
Angelo, it still bothers me.
I got enough problems. I can't think about this run.
but don't you think that Chris Ivory, when given the opportunity to be the number one running back and take a boatload of the carries, it really wears down his body and it makes him ineffective?
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, the same thing. I mean, Johnson's not exactly the biggest guy. Again, it's going to be a rotation. And you know what? The Jets, this is going to be the strength of the team. It's going to be the running game, at least offensively.
Where does Bilal Powell fit in?
You've got. That's a good question.
That's why I'm here.
Oh, well, let me ask you then. Where does Bilal Powell fit in?
I think Bilal Powell is a very good running back. I think he's underrated. You see a lot of big-time runs from him in clutch situations. I really think that he has a place on this team. You look at Chris Johnson and Chris Ivory, two big-name running backs. Chris Ivory last year becoming a fan favorite with his big runs, especially the game against New Orleans. But I still like Bilal Powell. I still think he can take a lot of the carries during the game, especially if we're sitting here talking about durability issues for Chris Johnson and Chris Ivory. Well, Bilal Powell's got to be licking his chops. If I'm Bilal Powell, I'm ready to go at all times because you have two guys that have proven track records of being having injuries, injury-prone running backs. So Bilal Powell has a big place on this team. He might be the most important third running back in all of football because of the durability issues with the two running backs in front of him. What do you think?
Well, that's the whole thing. I Chris Johnson, I don't believe has missed a game in his career. If he has, it's no more than one or two. So if anything, it's going to be Ivory. And Ivory, you cannot rely on him physically, no, because he's had a history of being pretty fragile. For as physical as he is, he's kind of a fragile guy. So it'll be Bilal Powell coming in for Ivory, and I hope that doesn't happen because I don't believe in Chris Johnson as a lead running back anymore. Not really. Because I think he's perfectly suited for like a LaDainian Tomlinson role, and I hope that's the way it works out. Because if you've got to rely on him every down,
Johnson is not in that part of his career, though. LaDainian Tomlinson came here when he was at the very, very tail end of his career. He was basically, you know, wanted to play a year or so, and then he was done. Chris Johnson still has some football left in him. He hasn't played that many years. I think he's got a lot more football left in him than what LaDainian Tomlinson did when he came here, no?
I mean, you could say that based on age, but Johnson is coming up on, isn't he around 30 years old right now?
Yeah, LaDainian Tomlinson was not a 30-year-old guy coming here.
Right.
So, I mean, it's definitely something. That's a good comparison, but I like Chris Johnson in the big-time role with the Jets this year. I think he's going to step up. But we do have holding, of course, a member of Jet Nation and one of the reporters, and, of course, for JetNation.com, is Courtney Arillo. Courtney, what's going on?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm good.
Hello, Courtney.
Good. Hi. How are you? So I'm just calling in with, my post of the week, as usual. And I think it's pretty interesting. I found this one very amusing. What the heck? You didn't even, give me a chance to say it. I think with the no cursing rule, we should have the no sound effects when I'm on the line rule. So,
Go ahead.
All right. So, this post was started by Southern Jet, good old Southern Jet. And I found it very amusing, like I said. It's who emerges as the Jets 2014 breakout player. And
Angelo Berkowitz.
You never know. No. And
a guy named Berkowitz will never make it to the NFL. It's just not going to happen.
He didn't want any rookies in the thread. So a lot of people, he thought Curley would probably be it. He liked Curley's chances, which I do too. I would love to see Curley be a breakout player this year. A lot of people wrote Hill, but my favorite, that's great, cool if it happens, but I mean, I think there's a lot of other players to pick from. But my favorite response was from the Crusher. I'm not saying that name. So the Crusher posted, the soccer player Rex brings back from the World Cup with him to play BB. That was the best response. So shout out to the Crusher. Sorry. But,
Courtney,
can
you repeat that? I didn't get that.
The Crusher, he wrote the soccer player for the breakout player 2014. The Crusher wrote the soccer player that Rex brings back from the World Cup with him to play BB. I like that response. I thought that was a great response. I mean, everyone else wrote Stephen Hill. And, the Crusher, added his own little twist to it. I like that thread. It's a nice off-season topic as we're 60-something days away from kickoff.
Any other – you know what? While we have Courtney on the line here, Angelo, did you know a fun fact about Jet Nation's own Courtney Arillo?
There are no fun facts. No one's been talking about me. I don't know what you're talking about.
There's a fun fact that I found out last week, Angelo. You ready for this?
Go ahead.
I am too.
Courtney Arillo was on Boomer and Carton twice.
Oh, once.
Oh, once. I thought you were on twice.
I was on the show once by calling all the time.
She played the Do You Know More Sports Than Courtney game on Boomer and Carton.
Really?
On TV. Famous.
That's
We're talking to a celebrity right now here on Jet Nation Radio.
Great.
Courtney, while I have you on the line, I want you to – we have a caller on. So, Courtney, I want you to do the honors of answering Keith, who's calling in to talk about running backs. Keith, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Jet Nation Radio? Long time no speak. How y'all doing?
What's going on, buddy?
Wait, is this,
not
is this
much.
Like Twitter, Keith? Is this
Twitter?
Yeah,
Twitter, Keith?
I said that again?
I said
Wait,
she asked
like...
if this was your Twitter, Keith.
what, my username on Twitter?
This is Courtney is on the line to answer your question, Keith.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, Courtney, thanks for the shout-out from the last time you was on. So I was meaning to call back, but I've been so busy doing so many other different things. But, yeah, I was calling because I wanted to talk about the running backs situation. I think Chris Ivory may be the best player we have in running back. But Chris Johnson also can be good, but I would use him, like, in third down situations.
Okay. You don't have any like hope in Bilal Powell? I'm a huge Bilal Powell fan.
Oh well, yeah, I mean, I do have faith in Bilal Powell. You know, it just seems like everybody's picking either Chris Johnson or Ivory. They're either picking out them two, but Bilal Powell can be used also as well. I would think Chris Ivory and Bilal Powell should split the packages as far as the plays, and then we can let Chris Johnson like take care of the third down situations.
Well, yeah, it all depends about, you know, if we're going to have a running game or not. So it all depends about which running back we pick.
Right. Well, hopefully our running game will be pretty good this year because we do got three good running backs. So hopefully we'll be able to do something with that as well.
I hear you. It's funny to hear someone speak when you usually talk to them on Twitter. I think it's weird. Sorry.
Huh?
This is Courtney's first ever time taking a call. She's a little nervous.
Well, no.
Oh,
what's that? It's nice to put her voice with a tweet.
Well, I'm kind of nervous too. I'm kind of stuttering over here a little bit, but yeah, I had to call in because
what is this?
Courtney was there, and I was like, uh-oh.
Love connection? What is this going on here?
No, Keith.
Oh,
Keith, be honest. Keith, I want an honest answer right now. You're on the radio.
Yes, sir.
Nervous about Chris Ivory, Bilal Powell, and Chris Johnson, or are you nervous because you're talking to Courtney live on the radio right now?
Oh, God.
I am kind of nervous talking to Courtney because, you know, I was shocked that, you know what I mean, because it was like Courtney's on the radio, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I'm like, okay, hopefully I don't sound too silly talking, but, you know, it's good, though. It's awesome, though, really.
It definitely
well,
is
you should
awesome.
Definitely call in again.
Oh, I'm definitely going to try to call in and stuff like that and chime in. Because when I seen the running backs, I figured, okay, I had to chime in to this and at least talk about it.
Well, Keith, I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate you being a good sport, buddy.
Oh, thank you. And let's go Jets.
That's right,
Keith. Good talking to you.
All right, y'all take it easy.
You too.
Hi.
All right.
Courtney, that was just for you.
Thanks for throwing that one in.
That's your number one fan on Twitter. That is Keith, and everybody can go give him a follow at K Weston. So go check Keith out again. That's K Weston 83. I'm sorry about that. K Weston 83. Courtney, before we let you go here on Jet Nation Radio, is there anything else that you would like to add?
Let's see. Yeah, stay dry and stay safe this 4th of July, and don't do anything stupid like drink and drive. There you go. Those are my words of wisdom.
There is our public service announcement by Courtney Willow on JetNation.com. Thank you so much, Courtney. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take it easy, guys.
You too.
Bye, Courtney.
Bye.
Angelo, you're awake. What's going on?
Yes, I'm awake. Do not drink and do a radio spot.
What did I tell you about that? So Angelo, we have successfully tonight, we were like JetNationMatch.com tonight between Keith and Courtney on the Twitters. So I thought that was a little fun right there. And, you know, everybody enjoys talking Jets and connecting on both Twitter and on the radio, so it's a good time. But to wrap up our conversation on running backs, Keith was saying that he really likes Chris Ivory. He thinks that he can step up big time for the Jets. I agree with him. But again, I want to see Chris Ivory coming in fresh, pounding the ball, breaking those big runs, running over people. I think Bilal Powell could really have a place on this team to keep both the home run hitter and the bruiser fresh. What do you think, Angelo?
Sure. You know, Chris Johnson actually expects to play a full-time role. We'll see how that works out. He said, once the season starts and once we're playing, I'm doing my thing. I'm pretty sure I'm making plays. They're going to want to keep handing the ball off to me. So he thinks he can still be a workhorse. You know,
I hope
if
so.
He can, I'm glad. I just really think that they're going to handle each of these guys, and they're going to keep both of them as fresh as possible, and that's the best possible scenario. And they'll sprinkle in Bilal Powell every once in a while. I think Bilal Powell is another one of those bowel movement guys where he's solid and he's fine. He keeps you regular, and that's okay with me. But I don't think he's anything special. And, again, I if Darryl Richardson is healthy, I think he's got the potential to be a very good running back. He's already had one season where he performed at a very high level. He was injured last year, and maybe Darryl Richardson actually becomes that third guy. Who knows?
That's a great point. Great point talking about Darryl Richardson. But let's move over to the guys that catch the ball. Wide receivers real quick in the last 5 minutes here on Jet Nation Radio. Eric Decker getting talked about this week that he needs to step up into a big role. Clearly the Jets' biggest offseason acquisition. What do you think about Eric Decker stepping up and being the guy for the Jets?
He's good. He's going to have to be. I mean, it's going to be him and Jeremy Curley. I mean, the difference in Geno's play just with Jeremy Curley and without Jeremy Curley alone was night and day, which is why I have hope for Geno. And then you add an Eric Decker and maybe a David Nelson on the other side or Stephen Hill. I would love to see Stephen Hill step up, but who knows if it's going to happen. And David Nelson's he's a very good professional wide receiver. He's not going to be, you know, that
who knows if he's even on the roster.
You can move the chains. If the offense moves the chains and does not turn the ball over, the Jets will win between 9 and 10. It's probably going to be 9 to 10 games next year because they do have a really rough schedule.
No, I agree. So you think Jeremy Curley is more important than Eric Decker right now?
I would say that the both of them together, I would say it's a plus now that you've got Eric Decker on the other side. And I think actually that'll take some heat off of Curley. You'll have Curley in the slot. You have Decker on the outside. And I think you can move the ball with those receivers. It's going to be night and day from where it was last year. And that makes me very hopeful. It'll also take pressure off the running game. And then you've got the other added dimension of Chris Johnson out of the backfield. I think the offense can be, middle of the pack.
I'm optimistic as well. I'm optimistic as well. I think you have to have Jeremy Curley step up. And, maybe one of those guys, the wide receivers that were drafted, are going to step up as well. You don't know who is going to be the guy this year for Geno Smith. Quarterbacks have year-to-year guys in the offense. Some guys develop chemistry with players that for a long time. You see Tom Brady, Wes Welker. You had Peyton Manning with Dallas Clark in Indianapolis for so long. Geno Smith is going to want to see, even Mark Sanchez, his guy when he was here was Dustin Keller. You always look to Dustin Keller in big-time situations to make plays, to move the chains. Geno Smith, I don't think he has that guy yet. And that's going to be one thing that he's going to be looking for. Who is going to be his favorite target, a guy that in big-time situations he's going to stare him down and he's going to look for him to get open? My guy for him is going to be Jeremy Curley this year. I hope it is, because a slot receiver in this Jets offense with this running game could really, really be dangerous, and it could really help open up this offense and put up points. We want to see points. We haven't seen a Jets offense put up a lot of points in a long time. The Jets need to start scoring touchdowns to contend with these big-time teams, especially the offenses they are playing this year. Angelo, I want to thank you for another fantastic show. I want to thank the callers. I want to, of course, thank Courtney Arillo calling in from JetNation.com. And I want to thank the man behind the glass, behind the scenes, Jerry, who is screening all of our calls here and running our Twitter account. I want to thank Jerry for his time. With everybody putting it together, it makes for a fun show and a great night here on Jet Nation Radio. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you next week. Thank you for tuning in to Jet Nation Radio. And remember, you can hear us live every Tuesday at 8 o'clock Eastern Time right here on Jet Nation Radio.